With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
We've got new power rankings for week 10 in the Big 12. What's up? Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We appreciate you being here as a part of the show. Subscribe, as always, right below the video, whether you're on YouTube or on the podcast. Thank you for doing it. And it makes a difference when you hit that thumbs up as well. And the 5 stars on Apple, on Spotify, keep rolling in. So thank you, guys. We have a new number one this week and a new team that's in dead last in the power rankings this week as well. So we'll get right to the Big 12 football power rankings here. We will start in reverse order at number 16, where there is a new team at the bottom of the power rankings. And it is the embarrassment that has become the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Put them in the dumpster, put them in the basement. That is where this team deserves to be. The worst data point for the Oklahoma State Cowboys this season is that they are giving up, in 5 Big 12 games, over 300 rushing yards per game. 307 to be exact. You have to try to give up 307 rushing yards a game at this level. It's like they're playing with 9 guys, not 10. 9 guys out there. That's how bad the run defense has been. I mean, the whole team's been bad. The whole program's been embarrassing this year. But man, that side of the ball especially, Brian Nardo is getting away with a lot because, well, Casey Dunn is getting so much heat on the other side. But it is hard to defend what that defense is doing right now for the Cowboys. And I want to make sure I highlight just how bad that run defense has been. And yes, I thought about having them at 16 or at 15, and I put them at 16 because I realized the team I had at 15, who also deserves to be at 16, technically beat Oklahoma State. So I couldn't put them there. And that would be Utah at number 15. Utah's now lost 4 games in a row. They fell to Houston this past weekend, and Utah just doesn't do anything all that well. The offense is inept. The defense is solid, but not solid enough to make up for the ineptitude on offense. And the season has completely spiraled for the Utes, as now they fight for bowl eligibility. So two teams that a lot of people picked to be in the Big 12 championship, how many of us thought, now I didn't have this, I had Utah in the championship game, how many of us thought that game in September between Oklahoma State and Utah was potentially a precursor of the Big 12 championship? We talked about it. I'm not going to hide from it. We talked about it on the show. That game could have been a precursor for a Big 12 championship rematch. And now we all look like idiots and fools. And I am happy to put myself in that bucket. I don't shy away from it. Utah's at 15. At 14, Arizona. They were 14 last week. They keep struggling. Bad loss to West Virginia. The final score doesn't do it justice. 31-26. They were down 3 scores until a couple of late TDs. Arizona's overmatched, even with West Virginia down a couple of players. And they, unfortunately, are in that bottom third of the Big 12 power rankings this week. At number 13, Houston, moving up from number 16. They get the win against Utah. They move up. Utah moves down. That's how this works. And Houston, at this point, can you believe this, has a better Big 12 record than Utah does. Once again, to show you how unpredictable this season has been, that is an excellent example of things nobody in this league and nobody who covers this league would have ever expected. Arizona at 14 and Houston at 13. At number 12, UCF. They dropped from 10. 5 straight losses. It was announced on Monday. They fired their defensive coordinator, Ted Roof. I know Oklahoma fans will remember that name. They had to make these staff changes. for a season that began with so much promise. Things have totally spiraled on Gus Malzahn and the Knights right now, and that is not a good sign for a program trying to take that next step into the Big 12. It is not pretty in Central Florida right now. Kansas at number 11. They actually moved up from number 12, partially because of what's happening below them. But here's another game where KU had a fourth quarter lead. KU is 2-6. In five of their six losses, they've led in the fourth quarter. In the other one, the TCU game, they led with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. So this is the best 2-6 team potentially in the history of college football, for whatever that's worth. Maybe they can hang a plaque for that or something. But they had K-State down to the wire. I thought they actually played the better game overall, and they lost. Late fumble by Daniels, and the ball gets turned over, and it's K-State from there on out. KU at number 11. At number 10, Arizona State. They moved down one slot from number 9. They had a bye week. I just couldn't justify keeping them at 9 because of the team I have at number 9, who they've lost to in a head-to-head matchup, and that would be Texas Tech at number 9 in the power rankings this week in the Big 12 Conference. Tech keeps sliding. They were 4 a couple of weeks ago, 7 last week. Now they're down to 9. Two straight losses after a 3-0 start in conference play. Two games that 2 weeks ago you would have said they could have won and should have won because of how Baylor was playing and how TCU was playing. And now they've lost to both of them. And the inexplicable way that they lost to TCU up by 3 scores, allowing 3 straight touchdowns to TCU and losing the game 35-34, is a bad loss for Joey McGuire and this staff and the entire team that basically knocks them out of contention for a Big 12 championship game appearance. At number 8 in the power rankings, I've got the West Virginia Mountaineers. West Virginia might stay 8 for the entire season. That's just what they are. They are just middle of the pack, middle of the road. They go beat Arizona. They were technically an underdog, which didn't understand that one, but they technically were. They get a comfortable win, and they're right there in the number 8 slot this week. At number 7 in the power rankings, TCU, up from number 11. We just talked about them. They were down 3 scores. They come back. They beat Texas Tech. They basically gave Texas Tech the same treatment that UCF gave them back in September. And I believe both of those games turned out to be 35-34. Except in the other game, UCF came back to beat TCU. In this case, TCU comes back to beat Texas Tech. TCU comes out of its bye week looking like a different team. Beat Utah, beat Tech. The fans are off of Sonny Dykes' back for at least a week. And now you see how it plays out from here. At number 6, I've got Cincinnati. They went on the road. They lost to Colorado in a game that they needed to win to stay in contention in the Big 12 race. They couldn't get it. Now, they were always going to be an underdog going into that game, and Colorado proved it is an upper echelon team in this conference. But if you're a Cincinnati fan, this season has shown to be a tremendous growth opportunity for Scott Satterfield and the Bearcats based on how bad last year went with 3 wins. Now you're in a very good spot when you look at this Cincinnati team and where it can go from here. And that's a very positive thing and development for Cincinnati from here on out. I mean, there's no reason that this team should not be sitting there and saying to themselves, hey, looking at where we go from here, we win one game, we're bowl eligible. And if you told a Cincinnati fan they would be bowl eligible with games to spare, you would have signed up for that in a heartbeat, right? They've got a bye week as well this week, and then West Virginia, Iowa State, K-State, and TCU. Not easy. Just got to win one to get to that bowl eligibility for the Bearcats. Next up in the power rankings, Baylor's at number 5. Man, this Baylor team is cruising on up the rankings, aren't they? And they deserve it. They look like the Baylor team that we thought we were going to see for much of the season. And it's fun to watch. Now, here's the thing. Baylor's losses keep looking better, and their wins have been pretty dominant. The Colorado, BYU, Iowa State losses, yeah, I mean, they're tough. But the Colorado win, or the Colorado loss, you nearly won till the Hail Mary. We've talked about that all season. And then you thrash Texas Tech, you thrash Oklahoma State, double-digit wins in both games, and here you are, going into TCU and feeling like you got a little mojo, got a little action going. I still see the odds for, like, first college football coach to be fired or next college football coach to be fired. I still see Dave Aranda with top five odds. I don't think Aranda's going anywhere. I would be shocked at this point if Dave Aranda goes anywhere. I just don't believe he is. Barring some collapse, I think Dave Aranda's more than safe at this point. Let's continue in the power rankings. Number four, Colorado. They were four last week. They stay at four. I thought about moving them up, but due to head-to-heads, I couldn't do it. So it was clear from the get-go that this Colorado team was better than Cincinnati. They keep improving. Travis Hunter, who dealt with some injuries the last couple of weeks, had a phenomenal game, both sides of the ball. A couple of touchdowns, great defense, just a total stud. The trenches keep getting better for Colorado. And this team, man, I do not want to be playing this team in the last month of the season. No thanks. They've got that swagger. They always had the swagger. But now they got a little more to go with it. And they are playing some of the worst teams in the Big 12 the rest of the way out. They have a bye week, and then it's Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State. I mean, Utah and Oklahoma State, I just ripped them to shreds. They're no good. Kansas, call them what you want, the best 2-6 team in the history of college football. Okay, they're still 2-6. And Texas Tech, Tech fans got on me for a lot of the season. I thought it was unwarranted, but I get it. I questioned this team. And the last couple of weeks, if you're a Tech fan and you're not questioning this team, then I question what you're watching and if you actually can see. Because it has not been good for the Red Raiders these last couple of games. I mean, that is as easy a final stretch as you're going to get in this conference. And Colorado has it, man. So we could be looking at tiebreaker scenarios here, and we'll have to do that soon enough as we head down the home stretch of the Big 12 season. Next up in the power rankings, Kansas State's at number three. They struggled with KU, but hey, rivalry game. KU's led every game late, and Kansas State was due for one of these games that they had to get, for lack of a better word, lucky in. You don't apologize for it, but you get that ball out, you pop it out against Jalen Daniels, you come down, Tennant hits the 51-yarder, and you get the victory. I can't justify moving them down below Colorado because they've beaten Colorado. I also can't justify them going any higher right now. At number two, Iowa State. They had a bye week. They fall one spot out of the number one slot in the power rankings this week, and that's because BYU deserves the number one spot in the power rankings, which is where they're at. And frankly, a large part of it is BYU has the extra game. They're 8-0 overall. They're 5-0 in the Big 12. And they both recently played UCF. And it was Iowa State who needed a late comeback at home to beat UCF. It was BYU who flew 2,000 miles across the country, went to Central Florida, and smoked the Knights on their home turf. So when I stack all those things up, extra game, extra win, both teams undefeated. Their most recent common opponent, BYU, beats up on the road, and Iowa State almost loses to at home. BYU deserving that number one spot in the Big 12 football power rankings this week. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here as always as a part of the show. And if you're just joining us, hit that like button on the video. Thank you for doing that. It makes a big difference. It does. I know you're like, why does he ask? It takes you a second. It makes a big difference. And as always, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. That also helps us as well. So thank you for being here. Now, let me take you through some numbers in the Big 12 that no one else is going to be talking about and they should talk about. Clark Williams works for the Big 12, and he put this up on X, and we wrote about it at heartlandcollegesports.com. The Big 12 is the most exciting league in college football, and here is the data to back it up. The Big 12, leads FBS with 17 lead changes in the fourth quarter in conference games this season. Also, Big 12 conference games have seen 86 lead changes and ties this season. That is the most of anybody at the FBS level. This conference is unlike any other conference in college football, and it's not even close. It is unpredictable. It is exciting. Okay, fine, there are not the teams at the top. There is not an Ohio State in the Big 12 this year. I will give you that. I don't know what more you want me to say, but there is not an Ohio State in the Big 12. There's not an Oregon in the Big 12 this year. There's not a Georgia in the Big 12 this year. There's probably not a Texas. But outside of that, there's a lot of people overvaluing certain Big Ten and SEC teams simply because of the league that they play in. Don't get me wrong. I think Oregon and Georgia and Ohio State and Texas are top-tier teams. I'm not totally sold yet on Miami. Penn State, I saw them against West Virginia, haven't watched a lot since. Let's see what they do against the teams that they always notoriously lose to, right, when they get on the field with them. So let's see a little bit of that before we say anything more about Penn State. But overall, I'd say there's about five teams across the country that are at a different level. And then there's a lot of like, I don't know. And I would put three Big 12 teams, frankly, at this point, I would put four Big 12 teams in that category. And it would be Kansas State, Iowa State, BYU, and Colorado in no particular order. But those teams are starting to separate themselves. And I think if you take out that top five in college football, those Big 12 teams can play with anybody else in the sport. On a given night, they can beat them. They can lose to them. It's a coin flip. Call it what you want. But nobody talks about the Big 12 like that because they don't want to talk about the Big 12 like that. And something I've been toying with, and somebody suggested I do this on the Heartland College Sports Forums, which are free on the website. Go sign up, join the conversation. We have a great time. Somebody in the forum said, Pete, why don't you do a Saturday morning show live on YouTube, live on X and Facebook, and just preview the games? Now, I do a big preview show usually on Thursdays that you can find on our social media platforms and YouTube and everything else. But I don't mind doing something on Saturday morning because it feels like every single week, especially college game day, it's just doing the latest SEC iteration. Maybe you get a Big Ten game like this past week. But the Big 12 continues to get the cold shoulder from so many of these pregame shows. So you guys give me the feedback on that. You can just drop it right now in the chat. You can let me know wherever. Email PeteMundo@HeartlandCollegeSports.com. I'm happy to do that. Now that my daughter's soccer is over on Saturday mornings, I have a little time on my hands to do like a quick 20-30 minute show. It won't have a big shelf life at all. But this conference and those kind of data points need to be getting more attention. You want to have a great time watching football, maybe placing a little wager or two, just to sprinkle a little something on some of these games, you are not going to find a place to have more fun than the Big 12 to do it. 17 lead changes in the fourth quarter, leading the FBS. Where else is that going to happen? 86 lead changes and ties this season, the most of any FBS league. That is tremendous. The Big 12 doesn't have that blue blood at the top, but it has the most exciting brand in college football this season, bar none. It's not close. It's time that the national talking heads start talking about it. And finally, also give a little credit to some of these teams at the top that I think can play with anybody outside the top five teams in the country. There's this notion that the Big 12 is going to show up to the college football playoff, maybe with one or maybe max two teams. They'll get their doors blown off. It'll be a Big 10, SEC, Invitational, and the Big 12 will be forgotten, and it'll be a nice-to-know-you kind of a deal. And maybe that happens. But gosh, you know what? I want to see Kansas State playing some of the big boys. The air quotes, big boys. I'd love to see Iowa State, Colorado, BYU in those spots. Do I think they'd be favorites? No. Do I think they deserve every chance to play a team of that caliber, of any of these calibers that are getting talked about? Absolutely. But you see the bias on a regular basis. Look at the AP poll. I mean, how many teams? It's unbelievable. How many teams keep putting Notre Dame above basically every Big 12 team? They have a loss to Northern Illinois on the schedule. And we don't count that well because it's Notre Dame. Wow, great job. You beat up Navy. Did anybody actually think Navy was a legit top 25 team based on that schedule? You beat up Georgia Tech and Stanford and Miami of Ohio. Whoop-de-freaking-do. And yes, that A&M win early in the season looks great, and I give them credit for that, but does the Northern Illinois loss not count for anything? You can see it in the AP poll. Now, I want to start the abolish the AP poll movement because it's become comical. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It just makes people feel good, and a bunch of writers pick it. And it's always been, right, a flawed system. But it feels like it's getting worse, and now as the sport continues to consolidate, I don't see it getting any better. You're only going to see a heavier lean into the SEC Big Ten bias than you already had in the sport. It's not getting better. It's only getting worse. And we're seeing that play out week after week after week in this league. And I don't know about you, but just as a Big 12 guy and even a college football fan, I am sick of it. I'm done. And they need to be called out for what they're doing. And there was one guy, I found him here. I was going through the list of AP poll voters, and there was a guy that writes for the Tulsa World. And he didn't rank Kansas State. Name is Mason Young. Didn't rank Kansas State. Had Navy in there in the low 20s. Alabama with two losses over Iowa State. And, oh, he also had Notre Dame over BYU. How do you justify any of this at this point with what these people are doing? You know, you can't possibly watch all the games. We know you're going to have the SEC Big Ten bias. It's worse than it's ever been. What's the point of any of it? There shouldn't be one. It's time to let it go and get rid of the whole darn thing. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. And yeah, as many of you are writing too, this is from Steve on YouTube. AP voters are not watching the Big 12, and it's very clear. Well, yeah, they're not. There's no doubt about it. Also, Pete's criminal leaving Mizzou in the top 25 after a decisive loss. Oh my gosh. The Mizzou, somebody explain the Mizzou thing to me. I mean, it's just, I don't understand it, and I'm here in Kansas City, so I'll tell you how it is. I mean, Mizzou got so much hype. They got up to, what, number six in the country at one point? And then they get their doors blown off against the two decent teams they play, Texas A&M and Alabama, and they're still there in the top 25. They barely get by Vanderbilt. Okay, Vandy has a win over Alabama. Whatever. They barely get by Boston College. They barely get by Auburn. But still, Mizzou's there in the top 25. Okay, make that make sense. What if every conference in college football, after the top couple of teams, just has a lot of parity and mediocrity? And that may also be the case in the Big 12. The difference is the teams at the top are not your traditional blue bloods, so they don't get any credit. What if that's what's going on? Like, I do think there's a top four teams right now in the Big 12, and I listed them off. Iowa State, Kansas State, BYU, and Colorado. After that, it's a mishmash right now. I mean, we just went through the power rankings. It's a total mishmash. I have Baylor at five. I don't know if Baylor's the fifth best team in the conference. It could be TCU. Could be Texas Tech. It could be Cincinnati. I don't know. But there's a drop-off there. There's a lot of parity, more than any other conference, but a drop-off there. What if that's also the case when you look at the rest of the sport right now? It's entirely possible. But because the Big 12 doesn't have the brands at the top, well, we're just going to kind of treat the Big 12 like everybody is mediocre. And that's just simply unfair, and it's not true if you actually watch this conference. Now, do I think the teams at the top of the Big Ten or the SEC would be heavily favored over the teams at the top of the Big 12 right now, neutral field? I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I do. But it doesn't mean they should all be taking the back seat that so many in national college football media are treating them with. And that's what you're seeing playing out, unfortunately, across the sport today as we enter week 10 of the college football season. I'm Pete Mundo. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for being here, for joining us as a part of the show. And as always, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done it yet. Hopefully that rant gets you to subscribe and hit that thumbs up, share the show. That's how it continues to pop. You guys are the best. And give me that feedback on what you think about maybe just a 20, 30 minute Saturday morning deal. Bobby says, forget the Tulsa world. They are worthless. Oh, I know. Well, one of our guys, I don't want to roll him under the bus. I'll leave you with this story. But one of our guys, it's Brian Clinton. He's our managing editor. He's a big boy. He'll take the story. He said, hey, I wanted to see this story in the Tulsa world. I'm going to sign up for a buck. And, you know, one of those like 99-cent sign-up deals. And I missed the text from him. And he had already done it by the time I texted him back. And I sent back all caps, don't do it. You can't get out of those dopey deals. They rope you in for 99 cents. And then they're charging you 10, 15 bucks a month. You can't get out of the damn deal. I'm like, you're not done today till you cancel that thing. So, of course, he canceled it. Took him 2 hours. Had to talk to somebody who could barely speak English. I'm like, did you learn a lesson here? Okay, don't do it. Don't waste your time with that crap. I'll take care of you. All right? We'll get it figured out. It's nothing that important in the Tulsa world, I promise. Just not. All right. Have an awesome rest of your day. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Subscribe. Thank you as always. Leave that 5-star rating. Hit the thumbs up and join the message boards if you haven't yet. Have a great day. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.